Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm Mike Salmon. Stephen Julian has the day off. We'll have to get him back in the studio next week, along with getting rid of the gremlins that are in the computer this morning. Glad you could join us this morning. Joining us on the program this morning is Sonia Wren and Ken Wilson from Suddeth Relocation Systems, along with Marie Fertoni with Reinvent Yourself Seminars. First of all, Ken and Sonia, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Tell us all about Suddeth Relocation Systems and what you guys do.
Sure. I really enjoyed your intro music, by the way. I thought we were on a game show this morning. So
yeah, you got to hear it twice, actually.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Suddeth has been in business for a little better than 90 years, 94 years. Started in 1919 in Jacksonville, Florida. Suddeth has offices all over the country. We have 19 offices around the country, from as far south as Miami up to New York, over to Seattle, down to L.A. and Texas, and back here to Georgia. We represent United Van Lines, which is America's number one mover. United Van Lines has over 400 agents around the country, and with Suddeth, 19 offices around the country. We're actually United's largest agency group.
Okay, so in simple terms, you're a relocation system. You move folks, you move companies. Talk about exactly the services that you do provide.
Sure. We provide, of course, everybody thinks of Suddeth and United, they think of household goods, and that is primarily what we do. And the household goods can be anywhere from full service, meaning the big United truck shows up in front of your house to move you. We also have the do-it-yourself moves, where we have the portable storage containers. As along with household goods, we do commercial moving, and that's commercial moving where folks are in an office, they're moving their office from one city to another here in Atlanta. We do a lot of that. We also do a lot of electronics moving, so a lot of high-tech equipment. So,
all right. Well, I know your location, at least your office location, is right down the road here from our studio here in Gwinnett County. But where are you located? What service? What areas of town do you service?
Well, we're located right here on Pine Meadow Court in Duluth, and we service metropolitan Atlanta as well as the entire state of Georgia.
All right. Let's say I'm a resident. I own a house, and I'm looking to move. What would be the process for me to, hire a company? And what's the best way to find a good company to move you?
Well, I would suggest to stick with the big major movers and do a little research, see how their ratings are with the Better Business Bureau, and you can contact them, have a representative come out to the residence and do a walkthrough, give you a free estimate. And the estimates should be pretty much in line, and that basically is the way it works.
Another good way is folks today are using their Facebook, and they're using social media, and they're reaching out to their friends and their Facebook friends and talking to them about, hey, who have you used? How did it go? Things like that. So social media is a good way too.
Is that how you find new business as well? Social media, word of mouth? How do you find those people that you can help and those companies that you can help?
Go ahead. I do a lot of, we get a lot of referral business. Mm-hmm. Sonia gets a lot of referral business from the chamber. But the internet in today's world is really where it's at as far as how we're finding customers and customers are finding us.
And networking, of course.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the chamber. What is the best advice that you would give someone that's planning on moving to keep their expenses low? They have a budget and they know what it is. What kind of advice would you give that person?
Well, when I start talking to folks about their move, one of the first things I talk to them about is get yourself organized. You know you're going to be moving. It's a great time to clean out, get rid of, throw away. So the first thing I tell you is to go through your house, start going room by room, and start purging. Go ahead and getting things out of your house. You haven't used it. You haven't looked at it for 2 years. Get rid of it. So that's one. Another way is, of course, the traditional yard sales. You know, every spring, it's the time of year when people are starting to do the yard sales. Get out there and get those things in the driveway and get them sold, get them out. And then what doesn't sell is, obviously, then you have some donations. So whether that's Goodwill or a plug to the Quinn House over in Lawrenceville, donate. And then now you're at the point to where what's left in the house is actually moving. So that's a good time to have us come in and start talking to you about a quote.
Because I guess that's how the rates work. Whether you're filling up half a truck or a whole truck or two trucks, it's the amount of stuff that you're trying to move.
Well, two trucks is best for us, but we certainly take the small moves too.
We appreciate that. Talk about, who do you help move? I asked you before we came on the show, is it just residents? And you said, no, we do corporate moves as well. Talk about that side of the business.
Well, we do residential moves, of course, but we do also a great deal of commercial work, which is office moving. Folks sitting in these offices, they're going to be moving from one office to another. They need a good mover like us to come in and help them plan the move. If they're buying new furniture, and we can help them with buying new furniture, and then obviously getting the move in. And we also do some electronics moving, some high-tech kind of equipment where you need specialized equipment. That we do a great deal of that.
So if anybody needs something moved, doesn't matter what it is or what, if they're a company, if they're a homeowner, you guys can move it from point A to point B. One of the things that I've always wondered, and I'm guilty of this when I've moved in the past, is I wait like a couple days before, actually it's never been that bad, but usually a week before I have to move, it's like, okay, I guess I better call a moving company or a relocation service to help me out here. How far in advance should people start doing their homework on the moving companies? How far in advance should they actually go ahead and make that commitment to hire somebody?
Well, if they're looking at a move that's going to be coming up in the summertime, which is the busy season for all the moving companies, I would say 8 to 10 weeks out. And if you find a company that you like and the price is within your budget, then go ahead and lock in and make a commitment to that company. Because what happens is the industry is suffering a shortage in drivers. And what this has created is supply and demand. So, like, if you go to the beach in the summertime, you're going to pay more for a condo. It's the same way. It's the same thing with moving. If you move in the summertime, you're going to pay more. But if you lock in your dates with a moving company, then a rate increase won't affect you when it gets time for your move. So I would say, if it's a summer move, as much advance notice as you can, give the company, go ahead and get it rolling.
And even though Suddeth is actually located here in Gwinnett County and you guys are local, I mean, if somebody is moving, can you move them to Alaska if that's where they want to go?
We can move them across. We can move
anywhere.
Them to the other side of the world. I mean, we can move anybody, anything, anywhere, and we just have that capability.
So, if they're moving to Europe.
We're a global company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great to know. Talk about what sets you apart maybe from the competition, because there are some great relocation services out there, many that we've heard of. You mentioned you're affiliated with United Movers. There's Mayflower. There's all the others out there. What do you believe sets Suddeth apart from your competitors?
Well, from my perspective, I like to talk about the way when we come into a home, everybody that works for our company has a full background check. And we think that's really important when we have people and other folks homes. We want to know that our guys are good guys, and so that's why we do a full background check on everybody. We also make sure everybody's in uniform. It's a big deal. It lets folks know that we don't just have anybody that's coming to work for us. These are real live professionals. They may not have a white collar suit and tie on, but they are trained professionals in the home. We think those are two things that really sets us apart from the competition out there.
We're talking with Tanya Redd and Ken Wilson with Suddeth Relocation Systems. They're located right here in Duluth, Georgia. We always love to have our guests come on and tell stories. Are there any interesting stories you have of something that had to be moved and you're like, oh my goodness, how is that going to be moved? Or something that's just out of the ordinary that you guys were able to conquer and help somebody out?
Well, this hasn't been recent, but I would say probably about 15 years ago, I was working with a client that was moving out of the Buckhead area out to Arizona, and the house was normal enough, but when I got into the basement, and this was my first time this was my first time seeing this. When I got into the basement, the guy had a wine cellar that was, for me at the time, it felt like it was as big as the house. And as it turned out to be, we ended up moving his wine for him. It took up 3/4 of a tractor trailer. The trailer that we used was fully air-conditioned, and we packed the wine, loaded the wine into this trailer. 3/4 of the trailer, moved it all the way to Arizona with no problem. So you run into a lot of weird things out there. I know that wasn't really weird, but it was just, it was a neat experience.
That's different. And I'm sure that owner was probably holding his breath a little bit, because something valuable like that to him is his wine collection. Who knows what it's worth? Talk about that side of the business. I mean, obviously you're insured, bonded, all that kind of stuff. How does that work? That give me peace of mind if I've got some, you know, some artwork here and I'm scared to death. How can you make me feel better?
Well, we offer full value protection, so we're not an insurance agent, so we can't sell insurance. So we sell valuation, which is a tariff level of liability, not to get too technical on everybody, but we offer full value protection. So if anything is damaged, we will repair, replace, or provide a cash settlement if anything is damaged. So
your customer has that peace of mind.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
great. Sonia, let me ask you about yourself and your background. How did you end up with Suddeth? You know, how long have you been in the business?
Well, I was in the business in the 80s for about 8 years. I worked for a major competitor, and then I was a stay-at-home mother for about 12, 13 years, and I decided to get back into the business, and Mike Nash, who's the president of Suddeth, I reached out to him and told him I was interested in getting back in, and he offered a position, and I've been there for about a year and a month, or a year and 2 months, and I love it. It's a great company. We've got a solid reputation, and I'm thrilled to be at Suddeth.
And Ken, the story about how you ended up with Suddeth as well.
Well, I've been with Suddeth a couple of times, actually. My dad is retired from this company, as I said, when I first started talking. Suddeth's a privately held company, and I grew up around this company. My dad was a manager with the company, and so I've been around a long time. Way back when I was a kid, Mr. Suddeth used to come over to our house and actually garden, so been around a long time, seen a lot of things. I've been with Suddeth on and off for about 20 years, actually getting a paycheck from them. So,
okay. And this question is for both of you, but what do each of you enjoy most about your job?
Well, I just enjoy meeting people, helping them get from point A to point B.
Because you're both account managers, I understand. Mm-hmm. So you're the person that we would be talking to. We don't talk to the actual person that's moving us, but you actually help set it all up.
We set it all
up. So you are both the front line, I
mm-hmm,
guess.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's nice to be able to, you know, moving is a difficult time, especially if you've got teenagers in middle school, high school. You know, they don't want to move, so it's a difficult, stressful time, and I just love helping people. So I try to help people that are moving find solutions. You know, I want to move them within their budget, keep their price within their budget, and just make it as smooth of a transition for them as I possibly can. And I just love the associations that I make in the industry. So,
and Ken, the thing that you enjoy most about your job?
I enjoy meeting new people. I mean, I get paid to make friends almost for a living. You know, so we meet new people every day, different houses every day, different situations every day. It's been really nice the past few months to walk into folks' homes and, you know, they've got a new job and things are going well. You know, the past couple of years we've been walking into homes and you have no job and you're downsizing home. So it's really a breath of fresh air lately. So just meeting new people and doing different things, this is kind of cool too.
Mm-hmm.
So
for a company that needs to relocate or a homeowner that wants to relocate, the process, of course, if they were to give you a call and say, I'd like to find out more, do you go and you look? Is it a free consultation? How does the process work?
Well, what we do is they call into the office and say, you know, I'm making a move. I might be going to Phoenix, Arizona. can I have someone come out giving me an estimate? And so what we do is we schedule a date and time, go out, we do a walkthrough, and Suddeth has a lot of different pricing programs that are out there. And so what we do is we just price it according to whatever their needs are. Also, Suddeth has a lot of relocation packages that we offer to different companies that are transferring employees. So Delta is one of our big accounts, and if you know they have an individual that's going from, say, Minneapolis to Seattle, they contact Suddeth, and we coordinate everything. There's an agency, a United agent in Minneapolis that handles all the origin services, and that would be packing them up, doing the pre-move survey, packing them up, and getting them ready for their move. And then when they get to Seattle, there's another United agent there that's designated to handle the unpacking services. And so it's a big process, but it's just everything just works. So
you may have corporate accounts like Delta. You're mm-hmm. not actually moving Delta, but you're moving their
employees. Mm-hmm.
I got you. For the companies or individuals, homeowners that want to find out more about Suddeth relocation systems, you have a website, I'm sure, that has maybe some of this pricing information and so forth?
Yes, we do. They can go to www.suddethatlanta.com, or they can call Suddeth directly right here in Duluth.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 770-447-4366.
And if they want to talk to somebody with, you know, a personable person, they can ask either for Sonia
or
Ken.
Ask for Sonia or Ken.
Right. If they want really good looking, call Sonia. If they want really smart, call Ken.
There you go.
Thanks,
great. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for
and
having
it's great,
us.
Great to have you.
Thanks.
Also joining us today on the show on Gwinnett Business Radio is Marie Fratoni with Reinvent Yourself Seminars. Marie is a regular contributor to every Thursday show. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
We always talk about reinventing yourself. Last time it was Valentine's Day, so we talked about reinventing your relationships. But there are stages of reinvention, whether it's your relationships or your job or your life. What are the three stages of reinvention?
Well, it's good. I think a lot of people get a bit overwhelmed when they think of the thought of reinvention, and I think it's always good to break it down into chunks and different stages. And the three stages that are pretty immediate are there's a planning stage, then there's a doing stage or the implementation, and then there's an evaluating stage to just really check to see, is this working?
The first stage you mentioned is the planning stage.
Right.
I would think that would be the most important stage. Well, they're all important, but that's very important because you have to at least have a plan.
Yeah, and I think that what's interesting is, in my experience, most people avoid the planning stage. They just jump in and start doing. And with a little time and a little thought and some things, you can really start to really look at, is this reinvention something that I want? You know, let's just imagine that it's in a career move. A lot of people just go from job to job to job, especially today where they get a little desperate. They're afraid that there's not another one out there. So they'll call a search firm. They'll call a recruiter, a headhunter, colleagues, attend the job ministries, and just go, and they'll go for anything. But they haven't really given themselves some time to really think, here's an opportunity in my life. Here's an opportunity for me to actually carve out and create something that really might light me up, really might excite me. What would that be if I were to really abandon what I've been doing that hasn't been really fulfilling, but giving me a paycheck, but it hasn't been fulfilling? What would that be? So there's a lot of activities that people can do in the planning stage, and I think that's one of the best things. And that's where, you know, somebody like myself or a coach or a confidant can really work with someone and really help them really create the future that they've really longed for.
And it kind of goes back to the old adage, people don't plan to fail, but they seem to fail to plan. So this is a stage that cannot be skipped.
That's great. I need to remember that, Mike. That's a good
one.
Oh,
please. You've heard that 1,000 times.
I have, but it fits right here.
It fits,
good. Yes. Yeah, it was really good. So, you know, some of the things that people say, well, what does it mean to really plan? You know, and I just say, when was the last time you thought about what's next? To really give yourself, you know, we're all so busy, myself included, you know, to really take the time to think, to imagine. And I always use the example of the word imagine. If you look at how it's spelt, it actually is made up of two words, image in. And in your mind, if you start to image in that which you really want, that which would really excite you, fulfill you, then the subconscious mind has a chance to start to draw that to you. So people have questions, they interview people, they, you know, one of my most favorite things to do, I'll probably do this today later on, I love to go to a good bookstore, if you can find them today, and really just sit and just peruse the books, the titles, or look at the table of contents. Look at where business books are. Look at where travel books are. Look at where children's books are. I talked with somebody fairly recently who really wanted to be a children's author and, you know, wasn't quite sure where to go. So I directed her to a bookstore and to really play with, like, the whole world of what's available. But people are going on informational interviews. They're testing out different things. They're looking at people's websites. They're looking at how people market what they're doing. That's all in the planning stage to really look and then to do some little test runs to see, is this really going to be something that would work for me in my life?
We're talking with Marie Fratoni with Reinvent Yourself Seminars. And you mentioned the three stages of reinvention. And right now we're focusing on the first stage, which is the planning stage. How long does this first stage, the planning stage, take? And what's involved in the planning stage?
Well, it's good. There's another old adage that I might add that says it takes as long as it takes. And but I think it's, you know, it doesn't need to take a long time. I think most people have an idea of if something were really cut out of their life, whether it be a job, a person, even their home, it's like, okay, what's next? But they might have an idea. So then it's really to pursue that idea and look at it until it's either crystal clear or it's really fuzzy. And if it stays fuzzy too long, it's probably not the one, you know. So I don't know if there's a particular time range on it, but I think if people are in conversation, I think that's also another key, is to make sure that while you're doing your research, while you're doing your thinking, your imagining, your magazine reading, your book reading, have conversations with people that are important to you. Share what you're up to so that you can bounce around and get a sense of, is this going to work for me, or what are the pitfalls? We can learn a lot from the people in our community.
As you're helping your clients in this stage, the planning stage, is it something where you're sitting down with them? Is it something that is written on a piece of paper? Is it just in their head? How does that work?
Well, it's actually got a few components. That's a great question. One is certainly it is a conversation, but I also have some processes where people actually do some creating of physical structures for all the areas of their life. So sometimes people can translate that later on when we're completing our program into a vision board for their future. But I have them take an area that, like, or five areas that they really want to focus on, because we're not just one-dimensional people, but to actually look at what are the visual images that would depict success in that area. And it's amazing what people create. You know, it could be just a little 8.5 by 11 piece of copy paper that they could hand squiggle something, or people have gone to, you know, Michael's and Hobby Lobby and really got some things to really create. I once had a person create a purpose for her life, and then she did it with counted cross stitch and is now hanging in her home as a piece of art.
Oh, it's very unique.
And yeah. So we do some things that will create a structure, because you need to get out of your head. You need to do something that's concrete, and you need to create something where the visual center of the brain will start to receive that information and start to train the subconscious mind.
You mentioned having something concrete, in as you're doing your planning. Let's say as you move into the doing phase and you start implementing your plan. Let's say things change and you want to change parts of your plan. Can you do a redo? Are there mulligans in the planning stage?
Absolutely. You can always redo something. I mean, nothing is cast in stone. And, you know, you can just stop. You know, one of the best consulting questions that you can go into any company or any person and work with is, like, what's working that you can continue working? I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Keep doing it. If it's, what is it that you need to stop doing that's not working? And what do you need to start doing that you're not implementing? So start, stop, and continue are good things to do. You can stop anytime and reevaluate and look and ask some questions, get some feedback, see how it's working for you, how you feel, what you're generating. So I think that's a very good piece. That's part of it. So what happens in these three stages is they don't necessarily need to be done in order. Sometimes people are jumping in and they start doing something, but then they might begin to create their plan and realize that they've got to flesh that out a little bit. Sometimes people are just really in the evaluation stage looking at the past, saying, what just happened? You know, what's happening? What didn't work? What did I like? What do I want to create for the future? And so they kind of blend together. So you can start one or all three.
Okay, so again, today we're focusing on the planning stage. give me again the names of the two other stages in reinventing yourself?
The actual doing stage, the implementation stage. And then the evaluation stage.
All right, so we'll have to talk about the next stage on the next show.
Sounds good.
All right, Marie Fertoni with Reinventing Yourself Seminars. Thank you so much.
We'll have to plan it.
We're very good at planning. We do exactly what you say. We'll do it next week as well. Marie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Also, my thanks to Sonia Wren and Ken Wilson with Suddeth Relocation Systems. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. My name's Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.